ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces. Jane Ace met and got very friendly with the young lawyer handling his first case for Mr. Neff, the man suing the Aces. It seems the young lawyer wants to make the right kind of an impression on his girl, and Jane offered to help. This episode takes place early the same evening at the Aces' bungalow, where we find Jane talking it over with her friend, Marge. Listen.
Now, Ethel, that's his girl's name, Ethel almost began to cry. Well, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's a girl crying. So what else can I do? I had to say something.
So you said you'd lend him Ace's dog coat and striped trousers. That's a fine state of affairs. The lawyer engaged for the man is suing you for $10,000. Oh, Jane, how do you come to get into things like that?
I didn't come to get into things like that. I told you I came to ask Mr. Neff about postponing the trial until I could get the right kind of clothes to wear in court.
That's another thing. Going to the man who's suing you and asking a thing like that.
Well, what's the matter with that? After all, I know him well enough to ask.
Oh, but Jane, it just isn't done. I'm afraid you don't realize the seriousness of this case. You and Ace are being sued for $10,000.
I know. Why does everybody keep telling me that over and over? I know all about it. Does it make any difference to Mr. Neff if he sues us next week or the week after?
No, but the...
Well, so I ask him to make it a little later. I'd have to get the right kind of clothes if I'm going to be sued for $10,000. I have to look like I can afford
it. Don't tell me that again, Jane. That's no reason why you have to run to see Mr. Neff and this lawyer of his.
Well, I didn't know his lawyer was going to be there. And when Mr. Neff first introduced me, I thought it was just some young boy because Mr. Neff didn't say it was his lawyer. Well, when he said it was his lawyer, well, I just had to laugh.
Laugh?
Yes, because he was so young. He looked like a young boy.
Yes, in fact, he is a young boy, according to your story, and working on his first case.
Uh-huh, and then his girl came in. Her name...
I know, Ethel, and she started to cry. What is that for? I didn't get that part of the story.
Well, they want to get married. And this is the first time that he's had a chance to be a lawyer. And she says he always dreamed about his first chance and how he would look in the courtroom in a dark coat with striped trousers. And she says he just knew he couldn't win the case without wearing them. So,
you want to make sure he wins the case, and you told him to come and borrow Aces. Oh, Jane, that's awful.
Well, I just couldn't let him go there without wearing them.
No, that wouldn't do, I suppose.
So when I brought him over and he tried on the coat and the trousers, and they fit just right. And he did look marvelous, Marge. I wish you could have seen him. Ethel was here, and she was so proud of him. She said he looked just like the dreams she always had about him.
Yes, this whole mess sounds like a nightmare to me.
Wait till Ace finds out. Oh, well, I'm not going to tell him.
Not going to
tell her. No, and don't you either. What he doesn't know won't hurt.
But then he's bound to find out. Won't he recognize the coat and trousers in court when your young lawyer friend comes in?
No, he won't know it's his, or even if he thinks it's his. He'll think maybe somebody got a coat and trousers just like his.
And you're not going to say anything to him about having met the lawyer Mr. Neff hired, or anything about
that? Not a thing. Now, don't you start it. Dumb's the word.
Jane, how do you come to get into things like this?
I told you I didn't come to... Oh, do I have to start all over again?
No, no, let's not go through that again. I think I get it. But I hate being a party to not letting Ace in on it. And I don't suppose it'll have any bearing on the trial. I mean, it doesn't matter if the opposing lawyer is wearing your husband's trousers or not.
Oh, there he is now. I'll let him in.
Is that Ace? He's early, isn't he?
Yes, I guess he got through working early. Now, don't say anything about you know what.
I wish I didn't know what.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Mrs. Ace.
Hello, Mrs. Ace.
Well, I didn't think it was you.
No, I didn't want to come, but she...
Oh, honey.
Well, come in, I guess.
Who is it, Jane?
It's the lawyer and his girl. Oh, come right in.
Well, thank you.
We just had to come back.
Well, come right in here. Marge, this is the lawyer I was telling you about.
Johnson's my name.
How do you do? I'm Miss Hale.
I'm glad to know you, Miss Hale. Oh, this is my girl, Miss McCune. This is Miss Hale Sugar.
Glad to know you, Miss Hale. We just had to come back.
Yes, I didn't want to. I thought you'd done enough for me already.
Well, what's the matter? Don't you like the coat, Miss Hale?
Oh, yes, it fits fine. Everything's great. I tried it on again when I got it back from the tailor. Oh, I look fine in it. Of course, I had to have the trousers shortened a bit.
You what?
Oh, you should see him in it.
I saw him. Remember when he tried on the other afternoon?
Oh, yes. Well, you should see him in it, Miss Hale.
I'd like to. Is that an invitation?
Oh, isn't it a shame you didn't wear it over, honey?
Oh, no. I'm saving it for the courtroom.
Yes, I think you ought to, Mr. Johnson.
Well, what's the matter, then?
Well, I didn't want to come over for this, but Ethel here...
I guess I made him come. But I didn't think he'd mind. You've been so kind to us. You see, Miss Hale, we're going to be married as soon as Phil wins this case, and we want to make sure that nothing will go wrong.
Well, it's none of my business, but don't you think it's a little out of the ordinary to be coming to the person who's being sued and asking for favors that will help you beat that person out of a big amount of money?
Oh, but Mrs. Ace was kind enough to offer to help us.
Oh, yes, this is unsolicited on my part. I mean the trousers and the coat.
Oh, yes, it was her idea, wasn't it, Mrs. Ace?
Yes, but I still don't know what's the matter. Why did you come back?
Well, as I said, it was Ethel's idea. I really didn't want
yes,
to.
Yes, I guess I made him come. But I didn't think you'd mind you. You've been so
yes,
kind.
You told us that. What is it you want now?
Well, you'd better tell her, Sugar.
No, go ahead, honey.
No, it was your idea, Sugar.
But you ought to ask her. After all, it's for you, honey.
But, Sugar, you were the one...
Oh, come on now. One of you tell her, sorry.
Yes, why doesn't somebody tell us? Let honey tell us.
Well, it's like this. We got to thinking that the suit looked fine, but what it really needed to set it off is, it's a pearl gray vest.
Yes, of course,
a pearl gray vest.
Yes, every outfit like that has a pearl gray vest.
What is she laughing about? Miss Hale, this is a very serious matter.
I'm sorry. It just struck me as being so...
Well, I see your point of view, Miss Hale. If Ethel here hadn't asked me...
But I told you she wouldn't mind, would you, Mrs. A?
A pearl gray vest, I'm trying to think. I don't think my husband wears a pearl gray vest.
Oh, but he must. No outfit like that is complete without one.
No, I don't think he does. Did you ever notice it, Mark?
I doubt it. After all, you know, Mr. Johnson, this dark coat and the striped trousers aren't an outfit. They're the coat of one suit and the trousers of another. They're two different suits.
Oh, then he hasn't got a pearl gray vest.
Yeah, I'm afraid he hasn't.
Oh, well, then, I don't know.
You want to return the coat and the trousers?
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Well, I'm afraid, Mrs. Ace.
Well, wait, maybe we can think of something.
Oh, but without a pearl gray vest, I guess I might as well bring back the...
Oh, well, now, wait. Now, let's think of something more.
Well, I'm afraid there's nothing we can do. Mr. Johnson seems to be looking gift horse in the mouth.
Yes, hold your gift horse, Mr. Johnson. We'll think of something. Oh, I know. He's got a gray suit with a gray vest, and he never wears a vest, especially in the summer. I'll give you that.
Is it pearl gray?
I think so. Sort of, anyhow. It's right in this closet here. Doesn't it all fit?
Oh, I hope it's pearl gray.
And so do I.
Well, just to make it unanimous, so do I.
Oh, here it is. I told you he never wears it. He's wearing his gray suit today. Here's the vest. It's sort of pearl gray.
That's pearl gray.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it's close enough.
Do you think it's pearl enough?
Oh, I think so. You mind if I try it on?
Oh, well, maybe you better not, because my husband's coming home any minute, and, well,
Mrs. Ace hasn't told her husband about the lending of his clothes to the opposing lawyer.
Oh, well, I don't want you to think of me as an opposing lawyer.
No, but you are, aren't you?
Yes, but in this matter, I want you to think of me more as, well, if you will, as a friend.
A friend who will be suing for $10,000.
Oh, but Miss Hale, don't think I don't appreciate everything Mrs. Ace has done for us. Ethel and I both do. Don't we, Sugar?
Oh, we sure do.
And you can't get away from the fact that you will be suing her for $10,000 in a few days.
Not I, Miss Hale. Don't lose sight of the fact. It's my client, Mr. Neff.
Yes, he's not suing me, Marge. It's Mr. Neff.
Yes, but he'll be cross-examining you in court.
Oh, he will not.
Oh, won't he?
Will he?
I'm afraid I'll have to, Mrs. Ace. I told you the coat and trousers and now the vest won't make the slightest difference in the case. After all, I am a lawyer first.
Well, just one second.
But you don't have to cross-examine me, do you?
Oh, yes, yes, that's law, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, but why cross? Can't we be friendly?
What is he laughing about?
Oh, nothing, I'm afraid. No, I don't like to break up this friendly little gathering, but I really do think you'd better be going before Mr. Ace gets home. He might think it's, peculiar, to say the least.
Yes, I don't want to know about the coat and the trousers and now this vest. Oh, wait, I better wrap it up for you.
Oh, thank you.
This newspaper here will be all right, I guess.
I'm just dying to see how you're looking it, honey.
I'll try it on with the coat and trousers when I get home. Oh, I'm sure it'll make all the difference in the world.
Here you are. It's not a very neat bundle.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you again. Just too bad that we have to meet in court next week, Well, as enemies, but shall we say friendly enemies?
All right.
I wish it were you I was a lawyer for.
Yes, isn't it a shame? I guess it's too late to change.
Oh, yes, it's too late for that.
Yes, I thought it would be.
After all, my first duty is to my clients, but after this unfortunate lawsuit is over and Ethel and I are married.
Oh, you're going to be married so soon?
Yes, ma'am.
As soon as he wins his first case, and I'm sure he's going to win this one. Oh, you must win it, honey.
Oh, I will. Maybe you was my inspiration.
Oh, heavens, there they are. Oh, don't say anything about the vest.
Oh, I won't.
I'll hold the package, honey. He won't
care. Yeah, he won't think you've got a vest. I'll better let him in.
I'm afraid of this next thing.
Oh, we'll leave right away.
Yes, I think you better plan on that.
Oh, hello, here.
Hello.
Here. Oh, aren't you? I have some friends of mine just dropped in, but they're just going.
Friends?
Oh, well, Mr. Johnson, this is Miss Ray. This is Miss McKeown, Miss Ray. Mr. Johnson and Miss McKeown were just leaving, and I was showing them to the door. Right this way, folks.
Yes, we had just...
Right here, Mr. Johnson.
Thanks for everything, Mrs. Ames.
Thanks for what?
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. McKeown.
Well, what was all that?
Oh, what?
Those people. I never saw them before. Who are they?
Well, they're just some people.
Some people. And what was that package that...
Oh, that was... well, he was selling something. Seems true. Package is giving it away.
Giving it away. He looked like he'd give you the sleeves out of his vest.
No, that's just it. He didn't have it. What did you say, dear?
What? Well, at any rate, Jane has the opposing lawyer in shape to start the suit against the Aces. Just how the case comes along, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.